have no idea.
Yesterday, iPhone 3G reached the market, and as we say, it was born. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Yesterday, Apple gave birth to another child, the iPhone 3G, with all of its bells and whistles. And we were down there, and we watched the crowd of almost 1,000 or maybe 2,000 people gathered around, winding around blocks and tailing on each other. And the people who were just next to the Apple store, you know, and the line, they said it was going to take them about 8 hours to get through. And I thought, that's really quite remarkable. What dedication. Now, why is it that these people are there looking for the new iPhone? The old iPhone was just as available and just as wonderful, and it didn't have a few of the bells and whistles that the new iPhone has. The new iPhone has a lot of built-in features that the old iPhone didn't have, which is, makes it very nice. And so this all added to the luster and the joy. And as our friends who were with us, ready to pick up their iPhone, they looked at the people that, if I were getting my phone, I'd jump up all happy and filled with joy if I could pick up my iPhone, if I could get mine. And another day, they'll get theirs. But, and the thing is, this day was the day for aficionados who lined up one on the other, waiting and waiting. One lady said she'd gotten there at 6 in the morning, waiting in line. And I thought, what a magnificent expression of desire for this type of thing. Now, what makes the iPhone so exciting? Why doesn't every merchant have exciting things? Our webmaster came up here and he showed me a new creative device. It's a little iPhone type of thing, but it's a camera and so forth. And it's nice, but it's, it has no class. It has no pizzazz. Now, stop and think. We have the GPS, that's the Global Position Finder, and that gadget is quite nice. Now, I have one that's as large as a small book, and it has to be plugged into a lot of electricity. It's got to be this and that, and it works just fine. It's a nice gadget, but I never use it because it's too inconvenient and you always got to have it up there. Well, now the new iPhone has that built in. You just set that right there and next to you and it tells you what to do. It tells you where to go and how. But not only that, it tells you where all the restaurants are. It tells you where the library is. It tells you where any of the major stops are. And if you say, here I am at X point and I want to go to Y point, it says, what you do is to do this way. And then if there's any obstructions on the road, currently they're updated by four satellites flying around in the sky, constantly giving. But now, all of this that I'm telling you is just to excite you like it excites me, but it's to say something more. That is only one little tiny chip in the little tiny telephone. That is one tiny chip that gives you all that information. You click on the GPS, and up comes the array of the GPS on the screen, and all the things are right there for you. It's fantastic. One tiny little chip has all that information on it, and it's available to you. Now, another tiny little chip has the telephone on it. Another tiny little chip has the stock market report, or whatever, you know, that you can go to all these things. It's utterly amazing. Now, why are we so slow? Now, I was reading in the Popular Mechanics this morning a little article that says, and this is a little gadget that you can take with you. It's about the size of an iPhone. And it will not only tell you where the hotspots are, where the Wi-Fi hotspots are, but it'll tell you, it'll keep you on the hotspot longer, you know, further away. Now, that's just a little gadget like this for some $150, and it's fantastic. But the article went on, and made one little comment that struck me pretty heavy, and it said, "Today we have the Wi-Fi, and tomorrow we'll have another program which will be even more spectacular, even more wonderful, and it'll outmode all of the equipment that we have that's Wi-Fi, because it'll no longer be sufficient, because the other system will be greater." And I read another article. I'm just reading all sorts of articles. And the article said, they have fuel, a gasoline fuel burning engine that goes on a road 100 miles per gallon. 100 miles per gallon! Now, isn't that really spectacular? It's really spectacular. Now, we have things that are available to us that are utterly amazing, and we have the capacity to take from the sky not only the direct sunlight, but the ambient light of the sky, and make it operate our cars and our houses. And the device for doing that is maintained on the level that it is because they want to make money off of it. But the device is going to be no larger than the little chip itself that we use to run the GPS in an iPhone. Isn't that amazing? That's not long away, because everything is it's growing exponentially, so growing so fast, so beautiful. It's utterly amazing what we live in now. It's really spectacular. It's really spectacular. And my son builds ultralight airplanes, and he's designed ultralight airplanes, and they fly very beautifully. And new plane that has just come out, that has been designed and is ready to be built and is being built, is a small two-place plane, and it is foldable wings.
Oh.
You fold them manually, and you retractable landing gear, because you can land it on the water. It's retractable landing gear, go right inside, and you can land the plane in the water, and there's a step out there that you can step out on, and it's the most spectacular, and it has 165 horsepower in it, which is utterly amazing. Now, my plane had 285 horse, and I had 160, and I had 85 horse, but also 285. Now, that's pretty strong, but it's amazing what's being done today. Truly amazing. And we are at the threshold of new and great and beautiful things. Well, we should never have in our heart for one second the thought that things are getting dull. There's nothing to play with, Mommy. Go and invent something. Go and invent something. You know? That's what parents should say to children. Mommy, there's nothing to do. Well, go in the garage and tinker, you know. Find out things to do. Be creative. Mommy, give me your watch. I want to tinker and learn about watches. Okay, here you are. That's why we don't buy expensive watches. We buy these $10 watches or $15 watches or something. It's beautiful. Now, isn't it wonderful? And remember years ago, and you don't, I know. Years ago, my dad would take the entire family out to dinner in a very nice, fancy restaurant. And the bill came to $2.50 for all five kids and mom and dad. $2.55. Now, prices were a little different then. The values were different then. So let's never look at that. But yet, and this is meant to sound like it's sounding, and yet people go to church, and today they give a dollar at church just like they used to. It's really strange. And they think that's a big deal. They think that's a big deal. And really, if we don't get ourselves up to date with what's going on, we'll never enjoy it. We'll never enjoy it. And you know what people said 10 years ago? People said 10 years ago, "I don't want to learn a computer. Oh, that's just too confusing. That's too tough. I don't want to learn a computer." You know? And now, They're saying that people in old folks' homes learn computer, they learn to do things of the mind, and then people are getting off of their duff and going out and living. People are being active and dynamic and alive and getting things out of life because it's such an exciting world we live in. It's such an exciting thing that's going on. And I was looking at my desk last night and this morning, and I thought to myself, gee, I've got all these wires and all these things connected, and I listed on things that I got to set up today. I have 12 items that I have to connect up to my computer. 12 items. Now, 12 items. Here we have this little gadget, and it's got everything in it, you know, except the printer. It's got everything in it. And I have to set up those 12 items and make them work. Now, how am I going to do that? Well, what I will do is just unplug everything, lay the lines out, and then one by one go through each thing to make sure it works perfectly. And then it'll work perfectly and no problem. Because every time I ask anybody to come in and help me, they say, well, I've gone as far as I can, and I can't go any further. I can't go any further because it's too tough, it's too difficult, and this is Apple, and this is a PC, and this is this, and this is that, and that just doesn't work together. And I can't make your Wi-Fi printer print by Wi-Fi. I can't make it print by remote, you know, because it just doesn't work. It's designed to work. It's only we are not thinking, connecting it. We're thinking, they said, it won't work. Okay, then it doesn't work. We quit. Do the nerds quit when the going gets tough?
No.
What happens to a nerd or genius or geek? What happens to these guys who work in computers and in electronics? They love a problem because a problem makes them wonderful. And there was an ad. It said this nerd had been a hacker. And this hacker had done some really fantastic hacking in the computers, and he went to prison for it because he'd been so successful. Now, his term is over. Now, a number of major industries want to hire him to work in their industry to tell them how to avoid a hacker's dream. You know, and so I mean, here this guy. All he needed to do was to be directed, to take his creative imagination, and that's what it is with youngsters today, and any day. If we could take their creative imagination and direct it into beneficial routes for them to let go. We can't say to our children, and that we don't do it anymore, don't take that watch apart, because you never put it together again. And of course you won't. That's what our parents told us. Don't take that apart, don't do this, don't do that. I'll never forget it. When I took apart a little two-stroke engine that my dad had from a washing machine, and this was from way back in the 30s, and he had it in the garage, and he wasn't using it for anything, but it was just sitting there, and it was something that worked. You make it work, and boom, 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 boom. And so I wanted to know how it worked. So I took it apart, and I found out how it worked. And then I put it together, and I had pieces left over. Because I didn't know where everything should go. Well, my dad would be very unhappy, to say the least, with me. So I took all the pieces and put them inside and bolted it down, put it back in the garage, and eventually it went to the trash, not because it didn't work, but because it had served its purpose. Now, if my dad had known that I had done that, he would have really given me a stropping, you know, and reminded me that you don't do that. But if I asked him to help me, he would say, I haven't got time. Now, why do parents have children? To spend time with them. To train them. To teach a child everything that that parent knows. Now, your dad should take you into his business, all of you kids. And he should put you to work in his business maybe an hour every day to learn everything about that business. If you don't go into that business, it makes no difference. But you got the background, you got the training, you got the understanding, you got the imagination, you got the genius, you got his insight into it, and you have that opportunity to have his encouragement there as you are learning what he already knows. Plus, you'd be next to all the geniuses and the nerds that he hires to run the show. And that rubs off, you know. Pretty soon, you're a genius and a nerd too. And you may never go into the business. But at least whatever your father has, you're having and you're learning. Every father who is a sheep herder taught his children how to herd sheep. And all the children didn't end up being sheep herders. But whatever our native trade is, we should share. Because today is the day. Today is the day of 100 miles per gallon. Tomorrow? Yeah? 500. And eventually?
None, because we go by thought.
It's all thought. But you see, step by step by step, with the imagination opening up and revealing to us whatever we can do. Ah, yes. If our parents would just realize what a wonderful blessing they have to give to us in giving us their wisdom, their knowledge, their experience, and even if we never use it, and hopefully we'll never use it, because one father and one business like that's enough. But we'll go on to our own dreams. But here we have all that knowledge and that wisdom and that sharing and that encouragement that could come our way. So, dream your dream. Realize that your dream is ready now to be realized in your world. And our iPhone and its GPS and that teensy-weensy little chip in there doing all that magic. You remember the first computers? How big were they? Yeah, big as a city block or several. And some are still around. And hot? Ooh, all those things that they use, those filaments they use. Amazing. Yes, we're living in a fast developing world, and get on the ride and go with it. And go down to your Apple store today and pick up your latest iPhone, for you will be happy you did. $200 all over the world. And when you buy it in Switzerland and Germany and China, they are designed for Switzerland, Germany, and China to go into the local market right away, perfectly, magnificently, and no switcheroos. Really fantastic. So go out today and buy. 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 I love you. I love you. I love you. He played his game. Because